And now, James Gravel.
In Ephesians 3:21, Paul wrote, "To God be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever." It is to God that the glory of the church is to be directed. If we fail to honor God, then we have failed to obey Him. But we can be obedient only by coming to the Scriptures, seeing what they say, and carrying out their instructions. If our worship is not guided by God's Word, then that worship is vain. Jesus stressed the importance of truth when He said, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your Word is truth." John 17:17. If our worship of God is to be acceptable, it must be in accordance with His Word, the Bible. We need to ask the same question that was asked in Jeremiah 37:17. Is there any word from the Lord? It is up to God to tell us how we are to worship Him. We do not have any say-so in this matter, nor are we left to wonder about how we are to worship God. The Bible sets forth in explicit terms the proper way in which we are to worship God. We have no right to simply say, "Well, I think this would be a good way to worship God." We must not have the attitude that was prevalent during the days of the judges when every man did what was right in his own eyes, Judges 17:6. The Proverbs writer stated the matter well when he wrote, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death," Proverbs 14:12. It is imperative that we have a "thus saith the Lord" for whatsoever we do. As Paul said in Colossians 3:17, "Whatever you do, in word or in deed, do all in the name of," that is, by the authority of, "the Lord." This is especially true when it comes to worshiping the God who created us and has offered us eternal salvation. The Word of God is the standard by which we will one day be judged, John 12:48, and it alone must determine what we do in our worship.